When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Speaking of the aforementioned Joe Theismann, who I already ran into early this morning, and it was great to see you earlier today, and it's always great to see you, Joe, as everybody knows, the legend that he is, and so good to us on the radio side, always willing to appear and help out and lend his expertise. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This is such an exciting weekend. I've got two of them in a row. Notre Dame playing next week, and
right.
Army-Navy this weekend. I've been to Super Bowls. I've seen the pageantry. I've seen all the excitement and enthusiasm, but nothing matches this.
Yeah.
I am so excited. I've never been to an Army-Navy game, but I am so excited to be a part of it tomorrow.
So when you told me that this morning, that I don't know why, but that surprised me, because you're such a football junkie in the nicest way. And I was like, oh, wait a second. Well, maybe, okay.
Well, sometimes the thing is I can see it better on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with you.
You know, when you're there, there's things that you miss.
Yeah.
When you're there, there's conversations with people, and, you know, you turn away from the field, and it's like, oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Well, okay, where can I see it again? When you're at home watching it, and this is a game that, you know, you want to watch. This is a game. It's America's game.
Yeah.
This game belongs to the country,
and
that's why it stands alone on this weekend, which just makes it so, so special. And, you know, USAA has done such a terrific job, over 100 mm-hmm. years of sponsorship, the second time only in the history of this rivalry that it's here in D.C. You know, the midshipmen and the cadets will go at it. And I played both academies when I was in college, and, you know, they weren't the biggest, but they were, by golly, they weren't going to quit.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
They weren't going to quit.
And that's the thing about this game that I try and tell everybody now that I've been in it for the last 4 years just as a member of the media and getting to go and travel all over the Eastern Seaboard with this is, you know, people, like, when they think college football, they think Alabama, they think Notre Dame, they think, you know, all the big boys, right? This is not only a great rivalry because of the historical significance, but these two teams, they're so evenly matched, right? Like, Army might have a little bit of an advantage on paper this year, and they've won the last two. But you are – I'd be stunned, Joe, if you're going to get anything more than a 4 or 5 point margin tomorrow at Northwest Stadium.
I think it'll be interesting in this regard is – can Army control the ball as much as they do in the course of a game? 60-minute mm-hmm. football game, are they going to control it for 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And Navy has changed who they are. To me, when I watched Notre Dame games, what scared the living daylights out of me was Navy, because we didn't play Army as regularly.
Right.
But we played Navy. They'd come in with that wishbone, and we'd be 6-0, and all of a sudden now we're 6-1.
Right.
Everybody go, oh, you lost to Navy. Do you know how hard it is to prepare for what each of these teams do in the span of a week?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when college coaches are only allowed to spend 20 hours a week with their players?
Yeah.
These two teams know each other. Now you get two different contrasting styles. Now you can talk about Army at 11-1, Navy mm-hmm. at 8-3. You know, Alabama's at 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're in the conversation. Different style of football. I think Navy's going to have to take advantage of the opportunities to be able to put points on the board and not turn it over. When we played Navy, Notre Dame played Navy, they turned the ball over 6 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and that's.
And it was kind of over early.
It was. Yeah. And only because they kept giving us opportunities mm-hmm. inside the 20 yard line, inside the 25. You know, I see this game more as a toe to toe game. I wouldn't be surprised if it's, you know, like you say, you know, 4, 5, 6 points maybe.
Yeah.
It's close.
And the last two, just, overtime in Philadelphia. And that was Ken Niumatalolo's last game as the head coach of Navy. And Brian Newberry's done a really nice job. And Jeff Monken's doing a tremendous job. So much so, you know, we had the AAC commissioner, Tim Pernetti, on. You know, Monken, we had him on earlier as well. I mean, he was getting looks and mentioned potentially at North Carolina, potentially at West Virginia. I know those schools.
We know he's not getting the North Carolina job.
Or the West Virginia job either, yeah, with Rich Rodriguez right. going back. But, I mean, that's the kind of coaching ability and prowess and success that are – like, I know he's the commissioner of the league, but Pernetti was saying, hey, you know what? Army deserves – potentially to be in the playoffs. Now, that wasn't realistically going to happen, but they only have one loss, and that's to
Notre Dame.
There you go.
Yep.
Speaking of the college football playoff,
yes,
next week, your beloved alma mater, and I haven't been there in...
I already started packing. Lots of warm, warm clothes.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was supposed to snow, right?
Could be snow. 8 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Why not have it 8 o'clock at night?
What a scene.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, it's going to be...
But I'm not interested in having a Buffalo.
Right.
I'm not interested in having this game become a Buffalo game where, you know, I think, you know, it would take away what both Indiana and Notre Dame have accomplished mm-hmm. a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, you play in the elements and all that kind of stuff, but... It's tougher to play under those conditions because I have.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's as a player, it's almost easier. As an offense, it's easier because you know where you're going, and they don't.
Yes.
So it's a little bit easier. But it'll be, like I said, I think our defense has played extremely well. Obviously, our running game is really, really strong. I think Riley has gotten better and better and better. Mm-hmm. Remember, he missed all of the spring to really learn Mike's offense. He never really had a chance to get under center and really get comfortable with it, and I think he has continued to get comfortable. Now you add 3 more weeks. Going forward here where he gets a chance to be able to, you know, learn even more about what they want to do in the passing game.
And whether it was by design or not, you get an interstate battle between Indiana and their resurgence with Kurt Cignetti, who did such a great job at JMU.
Yep.
And, you know, he goes there and you know, they won everything until they lost to Ohio State. But still, obviously, a great battle. I know that's the game that you're most focused on, but this 12-team playoff field, and yes, some of the teams that felt like they were just like, I think you're getting new rivalries. You're getting some interstate rivalries, as we mentioned. You get Tennessee, Ohio State. You know, you get Penn State and SMU, but it's got a chance in the second round to get against some conference. To me, for all the things that I think I don't love about college football, the craziness of the transfer portal and the NIL, and right. I got to be honest with you, I'm all for people getting paid.
I
just don't like
way.
The craziness. To me, this is the one thing I can hold on to now, even though a lot of people resisted this.
I think it's a great start. I think it's, you know, you had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You had to create something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like, you know, if you're a conference champion, you automatically get a bye.
Yeah.
You know, what do you, how about if you earn the right to have the best record?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you get a bye? You know, that to me is the question that I ask as far as the opportunity. Now, you know, obviously Notre Dame didn't play in a conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
But
you mean less byes? Like instead of four teams getting byes?
No, I think the four best records.
Oh, four best overall
records.
Best overall record.
You played all year. Mm-hmm. You earned the right to be there. You're considered ranked up there, and you're one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve the opportunity to get the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them figure out how they want to lay them out accordingly.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So maybe, you know, I mean, if it was what we're talking theoretically about Army-Navy, they could have been playing in a conference championship and then play each other in this game.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Real quick, a couple things happened. USAA has done a terrific job creating a recycled ride.
Yep.
What we did
we
gave away two cars this morning.
You and Robert right?
Robert Griffin and I gave them away. And interestingly enough, RG3, the Roman numerals,
mm-hmm.
he was the first to have Roman numerals on his jersey because it's really a part of his name. You know, college football didn't want him to do it. They wanted to do it in the pros,
mm-hmm.
but that was officially his name. So he wound up having it. The first one, you know, like Steve Smith Senior.
Yeah,
and all that. He was the first one. But we were giving away cars this morning.
Yep.
One to a member of the Navy and the other the Army. I did the Navy. Guy by the name of Matthew Walker, young kid, first year in the Navy. Roberts was Caleb O'Doul. He's 9 years Army. But so Caleb gets in the car, we unveil it, and he's just excited. This is like beyond belief. I mean, he's a young kid, you know, early 20s, first year in the Navy. We get in the car, and his last car was a 1998 Civic.
Mm.
So he's trying to take the ignition keys and find a place to stick them in on the steering console. That made my whole weekend.
That's great.
God bless you. And we started laughing. So I said, just push this button. He goes, cool. But it's USAA made this possible.
USAA is just tremendous. I mean, what a company.
100 years, Wayne and everybody that's there. It's an honor to be here.
Every one of them is just a special person.
They really are.
Every one of them.
It's an honor to be, you know, a part of this. Like I said, I've never been to one.
Yeah.
More excited than I am, you know. I got excited to play in my first Super Bowl, and this is my first Army-Navy game, so I'm just as excited as I was then.
Speaking of Super Bowl, Commanders.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, but they're at least a lot better. I haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while about them. I mean, I assume you love everything that you're seeing out of Jaden, DQ, AP, and what they're building here.
Ownership and everything else, top to bottom. I just, you know, it's a great foundation. It's a great beginning. People, you know, you get to this point of the season. We have the same record as the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Everybody had the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if the Ravens want to get to the Super Bowl, Lamar has to become Lamar. Just start running again. Just cut it loose.
Because they've lost two in a row,
You know, but I see him almost trying to, you know, I want to throw the ball. I want to get the ball. No, man, go run the football.
So would that be the same thing with Jaden?
No.
Like, I mean, no.
No, with Jaden.
Because he's a better pocket passer?
No, it's a little bit different because he's still young.
Okay.
And I think you know, Lamar's athletic ability to run the ball is undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MVP, and just does things tremendously with his legs. Jaden's still learning to play the game. Excuse me. So from my perspective, what we were able to do is that football team, half of it hadn't dressed in a Commander uniform. Most of the staff hadn't coached anybody in the organization. I think, like I say, Adam did a great job of bringing in veterans and drafting and putting together this football team. You know, the big thing about us is you've had 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
You know, when you had 10 days off, you played the Cowboys, you weren't as sharp. I don't think they're going to fall into that trap for this one. I think Dan will have them ready to go and prepared, and we should be pretty darn healthy going in, except for Brown. You know, I think is the only one that's injured.
And Eckler's on IR.
You know,
yeah. One more with you, one minute. I know you got a tight schedule. Joe Theismann with us here on the Team 980 from Army Navy. So I drove past RFK the other day. And, you know, I drove all the way around. And, you know, obviously, we all know that whole situation. What do you think that will mean? Now it looks like they got this bill through, and I'm not a politician. What do you think that will mean if they can finally get that project done and return to the prodigal home?
Well, the bill got done. Senate approved the bill and opened the door for them to have the opportunity to possibly put it there. I have no idea where it's going to be. I don't have anything to do with that. I'm not sure. You know, it's the same thing with the name. I don't know what's going to happen with the name. You know, Josh and his guys will figure it out. Mm-hmm. And as far as where the stadium goes, I think it would unite generations. There's been two generations, basically 20 years, where people have struggled going to FedEx and some of the train issues and everything else. If it did happen to wind up back where the site where RFK was, there's a lot of history. Parts of us are in that ground.
Mm-hmm.
They can tear down the stadium, but you can't take away the turf that I left my blood in.
Yeah.
I think it takes the past and brings it to the present and unites this city even a little bit more if it happened to go that way.
Always get smarter. Always a pleasure to have the great Joe Theismann with us. Thank you so much for everything you do. Yeah, and not only for me and, you know, for us in radio, and you were so kind with Best Buddies last year, helping me out with that, and I appreciate you and stopping by, and I'm so happy you get to go to the first ever Army-Navy game for you, and enjoy it. Good luck to Notre Dame, and
Thank you.
Let's go Commanders, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hope everybody's watching the Army-Navy game, because it is truly America's game.
Absolutely. There is the great Joe Theismann joining us from Media Row here at the Women's Memorial, the Military Women's Memorial on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Thanks to him for stopping by, and he told you about what him and RG3 did today to donate some cars.